Imagine being an orphan, boarding a train on the East Coast, not knowing where your next home might be. That was the case for nearly a 250,000 children during the late 1800s and early 1900s. The history of the orphan trains is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
Oh, I know you do.
Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Charles Loring Brace founded the Children's Aid Society in 1854. It was a way to take thousands of orphan children from the East Coast to adoptive families in the Midwest.
The New York Foundling Hospital would match children up with parents who looked like them, same ethnic background, because adoption was a taboo subject in that time, and so they would try to make them blend in as much as possible.
Amanda Wallmeyer at the National Orphan Train Complex shares the story of the many orphans sent via train to the Midwest to find new homes. While the New York Foundling Hospital matched children ahead of time, the Children's Aid Society placed ads in newspapers, and prospective parents met the kids at the local depot.
The Children's Aid Society, it was more of you would go interview the kids to maybe take them home for a meal, have a week trial run, and then sign the papers after that.
Imagine being an orphan, boarding a train on the East Coast, not knowing where your next home might be.
Most of them were very, very scared, and the sibling groups were very desperate to stay together. A lot of them didn't get to stay together. They were tried to keep in the same town, but not necessarily. Every stop, you kind of just wondered, am I going to get chosen this time? Are these people going to be my new parents? And some children didn't get chosen, and then they were sent back to the orphanage in New York.
Potential adoptive families were screened, and social workers checked on the adoptive homes. It was the best that could be done with so many orphans. The museum and research center helps preserve the story.
We have writer files on quite a few writers, not all 250,000 of them. People can write in and request research be done on their ancestor. And then also just general orphan train history is housed here as well.
Traveling the countryside in Concordia, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.